You're with SBS Radio.
With me today is Fiona York. She is with the Housing for Aged Action Group, and we are going to talk about a special trial that's happening to help older people find their way or navigate their way through the housing system. Good day, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
No worries.
So HAG, or Housing for the Aged Action Group, is helping trial a new system, if I may call it, the Aged Care Systems Navigator?
Yes, that's right. The Aged Care Systems Navigator is a national trial. It's being led by Council on the Aging Australia, and we are one of 65 different information hubs across the country. So what it is trying to do is help people who maybe don't have access to the internet, or they're not comfortable speaking on the phone, or are unsure how to access aged care. And it's trying different ways in every different place to see how we can better help those older people make sure that they get the care that they need.
So is this a computerized system that would show you which service you can access at which place?
No. What our system will be face-to-face and supporting people in the home, or if they want to come into our office, because we know that lots of older people don't know how to use computers, or maybe they have an unreliable internet connection, or maybe they even don't have a mobile phone. And so to get aged care now in Australia, you need to be able to talk to My Aged Care, which is a call centre, and not everyone is comfortable with getting to that call centre or doesn't know how to use the phone to get even to the very first step. So what the Systems Navigator program is, which HAG is now a part of, is helping those people to get to My Aged Care and then to get the aged care services in the home or find out more about what's available.
So your agency will help me access the service that I need or that's suitable for my needs?
Yes, that's right. So instead of relying on people to know who to call, we will help people find out who to call and even help them make that call and sit next to them while they make that call, or call on their behalf and say, I'm with so-and-so and this person needs help with, shopping assistance, or perhaps they need help with getting to a planned activity group. And so we will sit with the person and try and help them to access the aged care system.
So previously your agency was centred or focused on helping people, older people, find how their needs, suitable needs for housing.
Yes.
So at this instance, in this trial, you will help them for everything that they need?
So now the focus for us is particularly because we're a housing service and we look for people that are at risk of homelessness, we're now helping our clients who are at risk of homelessness get aged care as well. So it will be both aged care and housing together. So we have lots of bilingual workers and lots of peer volunteers that can go and help people in their home. And so they're the ones that we'll be working with, are those people that are at risk of homelessness. But if a person comes to us and they need help with aged care and not housing, we will then help them get that through using our other partners like CODA Victoria, and Elder Rights Advocacy, and other people that are part of this trial.
So who can access this? Do I have to be a senior citizen to access this?
No. The eligibility criteria is anybody that's aged over 50. So we can help people that are aged over 50 if they're at risk of homelessness. If they're not at risk of homelessness and then don't have a problem with their housing, but they do need help with aged care, then the age cutoff is 65.
And if you are unable to help people, you will refer them to services that would be able to help them.
That's right. So there's 65 different agencies all across the country, and we're linked in with all of them. So if we can't find anyone to help, we will find someone that can help. So there's no problem with calling us and seeing if we can help, and if not, we'll put you onto someone that can.
Previously, you mentioned that the Housing for Age Action Group is based in Victoria. Mm-hmm. So now if I know someone who is at risk of homelessness and needs assistance in another state, will I be able to refer them to you, or you'll refer them to someone else?
We can refer them to us, and we can find the right person to speak to. So we still can't provide actual assistance to people in another state outside of Victoria, but because we have lots of contacts in other states, we can certainly try and find someone who can help.
Has this trial began?
So the trial was announced just this week on Monday by Federal Minister for Ageing, Ken Wyatt, and it was launched in Western Australia. And now we're allowed to say that, yes, we are one of the information hubs, and we're very excited to be one of six or seven people in Victoria that are doing this trial.
What would this mean for your agency?
For us, it's a good opportunity to help people who are at risk of homelessness access aged care. So we know that there's lots of people who find it really difficult to navigate the system. It's really confusing. It's even more confusing if you don't speak English or if you don't have a phone or the internet. So those people come to us all the time looking for help, and now we'll be able to help them.
And for anyone who would like assistance, how can they contact you?
So they can call our office and they can ask for assistance through just speaking to anybody on the phone. And the phone number is free in Victoria. It's 1300 765 178.
And you also have interpreters or people who can help with other languages?
Yes, we have some bilingual staff, and we also have interpreters that we can get on the phone. So speaking English, you don't need to speak English to speak to us.
So we're looking forward to speak with you again and to know the results of the trial sometime soon.
Yeah, we're really excited. We want to tell government that it's really, really important that they provide face-to-face assistance for people that have difficulty navigating the system. So we're really looking forward to telling everyone about how it goes.
You mentioned that because nowadays it's really difficult to express your feelings or what you need when you're in front of a computer screen or you're speaking to someone on the other side of the line of the telephone, isn't it?
That's right. And the more evidence, because this is a trial, it's an experiment, and it allows us to collect the data and the information and give it to government and say, look, these people are not going to be able to access the services they need by using the internet or by using the telephone. They really need a trusted service where they can come and tell people what they need and then get assistance to get that. So that's why we think it's important.
And it's the human touch, isn't it? It's the care that you feel when you speak to someone.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very impersonal and hard when you have to tell your feelings, especially if things aren't going so well. To open up to a stranger on the other end of the line is very hard. So that's why we want to have people come in and take their time, and we'll encourage them as much as they need.
Thanks for your time, Fiona York from the Housing for the Aged Action Group, and looking forward to hear the results from you soon.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.